your host, Chris.
Hey.
And Cam, how's it going? Today, we wanted to make a quick episode and touch on the fact that auto claims are bigger than you think and
liability coverage is cheaper than you think.
And this is just the common theme that we see on a day in, day out basis. People calling in, they want to adjust coverage so that they can bring their premium down. And one of the first places people want to look is sometimes the liability limits. And the truth is that we are seeing claims coming in that are costly, just in general statistics in California. Auto claims are bigger than you think.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I see it in my time as an agent. No, I've been doing this for 20 years and I don't remember when I was younger and when I was newer in this, I don't remember claims being as large as they are now and more clients running out of coverage. And we'll talk a little bit about that, or adjusters on these claims calling me and asking me if my clients have umbrella insurance because they're thinking maybe the amount of coverage that they have on their auto policy for hurting other people might not be enough.
Yeah, it's frightening. So today we're gonna break this down into a couple of different chunks. We want some takeaways for you guys just to kind of spell them out. We want to kind of break down why these claims are bigger than they, I mean, statistically have been even as early as 10 years ago. The cost of liability insurance and what you need to look out for on your policy, whether you're a farmer's client or you're with any other carrier, and some tips that you can use to make sure that you are getting limits that are appropriate and some extra steps that you can take to beef up your liability insurance.
I think one of the first things that people need to ask themselves right now is how much liability coverage do I have? And if you're a person who's like, oh gosh, how much do I have? That's a ginormous red flag. And you should immediately be calling your insurance professional and asking them and then talking to them about that. So number one, ask yourself right now, how much coverage do I have for bodily injury and property damage?
Mm-hmm. And these things will, when you talk to your agent about that, you're going to get a couple of different answers. There could be split limits and there could be aggregate limits, which is like a lump sum. But really, like idealistically, what you want to have is $250,000, $500,000, if that's the max your carrier will write. Right now, that's the max Farmers is writing, or $500,000 of liability. And then on top of that, an umbrella policy. That would be ideal. The state minimum in California is $15,000.
Per person.
$30,000.
Total per accident.
And $5,000 of
property damage.
So I want you to imagine yourself getting into an accident with another car and telling that person,
let's say that other car has four people in it, by the way.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So imagine
each one of them are hurt.
Yeah. So you get in a car accident, each other person in that other vehicle is hurt. You have now that middle limit, 30,000 is what's applicable.
No, the 15 per person is still applicable. Yeah. So the per person, no matter how many people in the car, there's still only 15,000 total that will be paid for each person. So if each person has now had $50,000 of bodily injury, they're only going to get 15 each. But then you've got your aggregate, that 30,000 total. So now you got to break 30,000 out for those four people who've actually sustained $200,000, 50-50-50-50 of bodily injury.
Right. And you have 5,000 of property damage going towards their Mercedes, which isn't
They're
going.
They're brand new Mercedes, by the way.
So that is unfortunately a situation that happens all the time.
Yeah. And you know, I think that it would be bad on our part to imply that those are the only people who are really in danger, the people who are driving around with the state minimum limit, that 1535. We've got lots of clients who have what we would consider mid-range coverage, and they probably are like, oh man, I have great coverage. I don't need to be worried about it. I've got $50,000 per person and $100,000 total for every accident I'm in. Or, you know, I've got $100,000 per person and 300,000 total per accident. But let's say you hit multiple cars and each one of those cars has three people in it. I mean, it's not like it doesn't happen, I think. And if you're not in our industry and you're not seeing it all the time and you don't have people calling in and telling you about the claims and the car accidents that they've been into, you probably are driving around thinking it will never happen to me. It's never going to happen to me.
It's true. And here's another thing. There are some instances where some car accidents, because of where they are, we are in California, Northern California. We got a lot of rural roads and coastal areas where maybe the fastest way to get a person to the hospital would be to be airlifted. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be paid out of your liability insurance.
Yeah, you know, Cameron, you were telling me a story about one of our clients that had called in on a particular claim situation that was exactly like that. But then there was like this additional factor in the person that was in the car. Why don't you tell everybody really quickly what the situation with that was?
So it was an accident where the client fell asleep at the wheel and hit another vehicle that had four people in it. And
he rear-ended them?
It was not a rear-ending. It was, I think, at an intersection.
Okay. They were stopped?
Yeah. Okay. Or it was a T-bone kind of situation.
Got it. Okay.
So they went through an intersection. Anyway, the other people in the car, one of them was pregnant and needed to be airlifted to San Francisco. Everybody in this accident survived, but needed to be treated at the hospital. And because she was pregnant, she needed to be airlifted. And the insured had $25,000, $50,000 split limits. Mm-hmm. So that $50,000 amount got divided by the four people. So it was $12,500 per person that was used to pay towards their medical expenses.
I think a lot of people would probably be thinking, so what happens then when the insurance runs out, but there's still the bill to be paid? And what ends up happening is you're then sued in civil court. So if you run out of insurance coverage, that's why you buy insurance coverage. That's the sole reason why you're doing that, is so that you don't have to pay out of your own pocket a lawsuit because you didn't decide to buy enough insurance. So in this particular case, this young man probably faces, well, I don't actually know if he's a young man. He could be an older man. Who knows? But he is potentially facing a very large lawsuit. If it's not the hospital that directly sues him, then the individuals in the car will also.
Exactly.
Both may do that.
And here's another potential gap in your own coverage. So obviously, there's the liability limits on your auto policy that are going to be triggered in the event that you're at fault in an accident. But what if you're not at fault? What if you're, let's talk about the opposite situation. Let's say you're the person who was hit by the person who fell asleep at the wheel, who's underinsured. So you have a portion of your policy called uninsured motorist. An uninsured motorist portion of your policy is there to be triggered in the event that you're hit by somebody who's underinsured, right?
Either doesn't have any insurance at all or is underinsured. And when we say doesn't have any insurance at all, we have to be able to prove that. So like a hit and run doesn't count because we don't know if the person that hit you and then took off had insurance. So we have to be able to prove, validate that an individual is actually uninsured at the time that they hit you. And one of the things that I've seen over the span of my career is when I'm competing against other carriers, or I've got somebody who's like, hey, I need an auto quote. You know, they give me a copy of their current policy or their declarations page so that I can see what they've got. It's really common for people not to carry, or their agent or their broker or their whomever they're working with, not to give them the same amount of liability coverage on uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage as they're giving to everybody else with their own liability limits. So it's always been a fluky thing to me.
I've seen that. I know it's, and as I've heard it put, as you put it, is why would you pay out more to someone else than yourself? Why would you?
Absolutely. Insure?
You basically have a portion of your auto policy that's insuring yourself against the event you get hit by somebody who doesn't have enough insurance or doesn't have any at all.
Right.
So imagine being hit by somebody, they don't have any insurance, and your policy only has the state minimum limits, then you're on the hook for your own medical bills in this case. I mean, you're going to sue somebody, you're going to work to do that, but you're also...
But why would you want to? Why would you want to have to go through a lawsuit? That's why we sell life insurance to everybody. I'm sorry, not life insurance. Although, yeah, we do sell life insurance, but auto insurance. That's the reason why we do this, is so that you don't have to go through the hassle of suing anybody. Nobody needs to go through that.
Exactly. So here's the takeaway. When you talk to your agent, double check what your liability limits are and increase them. No matter what they are, look to increase them and what the cost is, because we're going to get into this next segment here. But the truth is that the difference between paying what you have now and increasing it to the next available amount or the maximum amount is probably an additional $30 to $50 every 6 months. If you're talking about going from the state minimum limits to the maximum your carrier will give, we're looking at a couple hundred dollars more a year.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm speaking generally, but we're not talking thousands of dollars. We're talking about a couple, maybe an additional $10 to $20 per month to have hundreds of thousands of dollars more than you probably currently have now to protect you if you get hit by somebody that doesn't have insurance, and protect your assets against liquidation should you be sued if you're at fault. So I highly recommend, so that again, take away, talk to your agent, match those limits, make sure that the uninsured motorist and your other liability limits are the same, and you should increase them.
Absolutely. Just have the conversation, just call and ask, what would it cost for me to go from where I'm at right now to the highest limit that you offer, whatever insurance carrier you've got? I think that that's definitely a question worth asking, because I've seen so many times people who, you know, could have just spent a little extra money end up in these really big lawsuit claims because they just didn't have enough insurance. And they ended up having a really bad accident. Happening all the time. Distracted driving is a real thing, and people are traveling at a much higher rate of speed at the moment of impact because they don't have any reactionary time. So they're hurting people's bodies a lot more, and they're damaging people's property a lot more than they ever have prior to the advent of cell phones in the car. So definitely need to be looking into all of the increasing you can afford to do.
Absolutely. And let's say you already are somebody that has the maximum limits. Talk to your agent about an umbrella policy. We had an episode once dedicated to an umbrella, but basically an umbrella is a policy that extends these liability limits beyond the limit that they are on your policy. So if you have $250,000 of liability coverage on your auto, and then you have $1 million liability, once those $250,000 are maxed out in a claim, you have an additional million cushion, so to speak, between you and a lawsuit that may be coming after you, depending on, you know, if you're at fault. But basically, you have this $1 million cushion. And what's really awesome, actually, about Farmers umbrella policies is that you can endorse it for uninsured motorists.
Yeah.
And that's something that not all carriers actually do. So you have your $250,000 for yourself in case you're, again, hit by somebody, a DUI, uninsured motorist hits you, puts you in the hospital. You can have an umbrella policy with Farmers that will extend an additional $1 million above your own uninsured motorist limits, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. And also with most carriers, pretty inexpensive coverage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, listen, we hope that we instilled some concern in you regarding your liabilities, and not to scare you, but obviously we just want people to know why it is you have this portion of your auto policy, why it's actually mandated by law that you have it. It's because people get hurt. People hurt other people. And
we know it happens. We see it happen every day. We're filing auto claims every single day. So if you're not in the trenches, like any profession, I'm not going to, you know, I know all of the things that probably go down for bookkeepers and tax accountants and attorneys and police officers and firefighters. There's different aspects that we all see on the daily basis. And we're seeing these big, huge auto claims constantly coming through. So take our words for it when we say that we know what we're talking about these large these large auto claims that keep coming through.
For sure. So call your agents, call us.
Call us. I like that idea.
Yeah, call us. We'll be happy to talk to you about liability insurance and review your policy. You send us your deck pages. We can make sure that you are covered adequately. Call us at 415-382-9714.
Or 707-523-3006. We have offices in both Santa Rosa and Novato to better serve our clients in both counties. So we are readily available for you.
Absolutely. Guys, call your agent. Make sure your liability insurance is up to date. We hope you guys have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, everyone.